This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Grounded in the truthfulness of Holy Scripture, entrusted with the gospel. Get more information at teds.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with John Piper, Stephen and Tripp Lee on the question of whether every church should actively pursue ethnic diversity. They discuss different strategies some churches take to become more ethnically diverse.
Now, the issue for us in this brief time is multi-ethnic church or multicultural, I don't know which term you prefer. And the question that we've been asked is, should every church be that, or maybe more realistically, should every church pursue it? Yeah. So throw out a yes or a no and why and see what happens. Right. Either one.
Well, I think when you look at the vision of the new heaven and new earth, you see, like in Revelation 7, right, passage that we're familiar with, we see a congregation of a multitude of people from every tribe, nation, and tongue, and so that's going to be our future. Now, the question is whether or not every church should sense as though they're compelled to be multi-ethnic. You know, I say it this way. I say that you need to be an indigenous church. So wherever you are, you need to represent your community. So if you're in a community that is racially, let's say, all black, white, or Asian, or Latino, most likely that's what your church is going to be. Yeah. And but if it is racially diverse, I think that church, if it wants to reach everyone in that neighborhood, has to think through this issue of race and trying to get as much representation as possible in its leadership and among their members.
Yeah. I would agree with exactly what you're saying. I think this is such a hard issue for so many pastors because they'll look up and they'll realize their church isn't as diverse as they want it to be. And it can really quickly turn into beating themselves up over it. Mm. And I think it's very unrealistic for us to expect every church to look like the United Nations. It's just not going to happen for exactly the reason you're saying. You have different neighborhoods that look different kinds of ways. But at the same time, I mean, if at the center of our worship gatherings and our communities is Jesus, where it says when Christ is lifted up, he'll draw all men, right? Not just of the Jews, but all men of all nations. If it's that Christ who makes a gospel call to all peoples, then we want the low-income family in that neighborhood to be able to trust that Christ, and we want to preach in the way they can hear it. Right. We want the black family and the white family and the Hispanic family, we want everybody around us to be able to hear that Christ. And I think when there is diversity, it points to the fact that Christ must be central, that Christ is central. And I think we don't want to beat ourselves up over it, but we do want to understand. We preach a gospel that saves diverse peoples, and we want to see fruit of that.
So I take that as a yes. Mm-hmm. In other words, there should be an impulse in every church toward ethnic diversity, and I presume the impulse should lead to some actions. Let me ask this, since I got you two guys. I think it's white guys that beat themselves up mainly.
Yeah.
I think so right. should black churches want to be multicultural and Asian churches?
Well, I think so. Again, we have to be careful, as Tripp said, that we do not demonize ethnic-specific ministries, right? There's some good gospel ministry. Well, I think... John, like again, if you're in a neighborhood that is predominantly represented by one particular racial culture, then that's what you've got to be. In the same way, you can, when we think about diversity of cultures, we're not only talking about ethnic culture. We can also be talking about socioeconomic culture. Mm-hmm. So if that were the case, then there would be so many churches that ought to be challenged on that front because totally. You're in a neighborhood and you ought to be more diverse or at least working towards that. Yep. But so I think that the impulse, like you said, should be there. There's no longer the dividing wall of hostility, right? Ephesians 2. But I think we have to be careful we don't demonize. As long as the gospel's there, Jesus is being preached, and people are living out the implications of that, I think.
Black churches, I mean, I don't usually think, I mean, I think there are good historical reasons why black churches wouldn't feel any pressure to do that.
Yeah.
I get that, I think.
Yeah.
But is that, I mean, you want to push on that?
Well, I want all churches to feel the same impulse to press for some kind of diversity. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, historically, there are reasons why there are black churches and black colleges.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why there's black, because y'all, because people wouldn't let us.
That's right. It isn't retreat. It isn't ethnocentrism.
Exactly. And so there is a lot of history there. And for that reason, there are a lot of churches that have been historically black, and it's going to be that way, and that's fine. The neighborhood looks that way.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you just said some of the impulse there.
Absolutely.
So, like,
So for instance, if I, you know, most people, if they go to a church that's all white, they'll maybe feel like, oh, there's diversity. The church is all black, people don't feel that at all.
Right.
And I want to instead say, no, I want you to be asking the same questions. Yeah. There may be more history to it,
right,
but I don't want you to be asking the same questions. Is Christ central or is culture central?
Good, good. Yeah, right. So maybe time for just a few how-tos. Like, if we're all feeling the impulse, we would like to look more like Revelation 7, exalt the cross where the reconciliation happened, exalt the Holy Spirit who makes us one. We'd really like to look more like what we are in Christ. What are concrete strategies that churches should, what should pastors or elders do to move that way?
Well, I think you need to have that kind of vision, first of all, right? Because if you don't have a vision, then you're not going to have the strategy to make that happen. So I think it starts with a theological vision for it. And I think it needs to be very intentional. Because when I started, even though we had this vision to be multiracial or multiethnic, when we and our launch team was represented by like 80% non-Asian, because we know the impulse for all the Asian Americans to just come because the leader is Asian American. And when we had our inaugural launch service, everyone else except for the people on the launch team, they were Asian. And again, and some people thought that I was that I had a bias against Asians. I said, I want everyone to know Christ and to understand the power of the gospel. But we needed to be intentional. So that meant that we hired our staff in the beginning, the people who did not look like myself. And and I think that the leadership needs to be represented in the leadership.
That's really big, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's really big. In other words, if there's going to be a strategy, one of the strategies, create a vision, preach the vision, root it in the Bible, and then probably work hard at the staff level.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Because people feel at home, even if this crowd right here might be out of proportion to me, those guys up there, they're mixing it up.
That's right. And perception is very powerful. So if they're only seeing one ethnic, culture, race represented, they're going to say, oh, it's this kind of a church, or it's an African-American church, or Hispanic, or white, or Asian. Yeah. And they're going to make their conclusions very quickly.
Yeah.
Strategies, suggestions.
Yeah, I think often the first two things people go for is changing music, so to make music more. And that's a hard thing. No matter what you do, somebody's gonna be mad about the music. That's difficult. I think staff is another thing that people go to, and I think those can be two really good things. But I want to say that those can be two really good things. But please don't stop there. And I also want to say, don't let that be your main thing. I think we want our main thing to be building the kind of culture of evangelism in our members, that as they go out, they're sharing the gospel with everybody in your neighborhood. Because during the service, maybe 300 people come to your church, or however many, you get to speak to 300 people, how many your building can fit. But if those 300 people each are sharing the gospel with 10 people that week, and they work with a bunch of black folks, or they work with a bunch of Hispanic folks, we want that culture of evangelism to happen, because there are a lot of people, they're never going to step foot in your building to see that leadership or hear that music, because nobody's sharing the gospel.
But it's important to establish a culture where people will feel invited and
absolutely
welcome. And I think that oftentimes that we have blind spots culturally, and we're not willing to listen to other people who are different than we are.
Yeah.
We often take a cultural preference and we place a moral value on it, and then it leads to cultural prejudice.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be able to listen to one another so that we can say, hey, we're different. And that's okay. Yeah. That difference is not a bad thing, and let's learn from one another.
Yeah. And I think the good thing about that is we're sharing the gospel with all kinds of people. And as we're thinking about staff and about music, when they do come, folks will feel more welcome because we've adjusted our culture.
That's great. Maybe we wrap it up. When I wrote a piece ages ago, I don't know, 7 years ago, I think, eight now, on how we've tried at Bethlehem. I'm not there anymore, but how we tried to pursue And I had, I think I had prayer, prepare, probe, and prefer. Mm-hmm. And prefer is really controversial, like racial preferences. So pray like crazy that God would do that, that diversity among us. Prepare, priestly vision, like you said. Probe means get out there and know. You got to know people. Right. You can't pick people you don't know. You probe. You look who's out there, who's available. What's the, and then when you're contemplating who fills offices and who's on staff, don't compromise doctrine. We said that anyway. But you might, all other things being equal, prefer an ethnicity. And you, I don't think, given the goals of the church, namely to represent the kingdom, that should be a negative.
Yeah, I think you're trying to be intentional.
That's what we were trying to be. Amen. Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.